to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to dig into the mailbag. You know, I get emails from you to me, and you ask me some really great questions. You do. And from time to time, I have to reflect on those questions, and I have to sit back and think, who else could benefit from these answers? Well, on today's show, I've selected a couple of the emails that I've received, and I'm going to present that information to you, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the essence of the answer and what it means to you. Now, some of these questions may not apply directly to you. They just may not. You may not be in that particular wheelhouse where the information that's being asked resonates with you. That's okay. Don't sweat it. Trust me. There is a lot of learning that will occur today. There's a lot of things that I'm going to get into, I'm going to cover, and we're going to make it an educational event. I mean, there's no other way to describe what we're going to do today. So let me start off with this. Last Friday, I had an opportunity to attend what we call a multifamily acquisition road trip. And, you know, for a lot of you, you're thinking, those are a lot of big words. What did he just say? Well, at Lifestyles Unlimited, depending on what level of membership you elect to acquire, there are opportunities in addition to just the normal education that we provide. For instance, in the Preferred Investor Group, that's the membership that I elected to upgrade to, one of the things that's made available to me are things called road trips. Now, on road trips, they're either structured one of two ways. They're either structured to become an educational event. In other words, we go out and we visit properties that Lifestyles Unlimited members have rehabilitated and they're operating correctly. And we have the opportunity to tour those properties. We get the ability to learn from that member as we go through their entire property. We talk about how they found the property. We talk about how they acquired the property, what they did to improve the property, what they're doing to attract the best residents, what they're doing to operate the properties, and more importantly, we get the inside information on how those properties are performing. Now, in the coronavirus era, we're not going out to properties, but we do provide that information in a secure web chat. So in other words, we use all of our virtual tools that are available to us, and we're able to essentially recreate that same effect, that same educational effort using the internet. Now, the big difference is we don't get the opportunity to physically go to the property and walk around, but we pretty much solve that because we have the ability to go out and videotape the property. We, you know, there's all kinds of workarounds for it. And well, we just do the workarounds. Now, the other one that we make available is called an acquisition road trip. This is where members of our Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team that focus in the multifamily space, they go out and they scour the markets. They're looking for great investment opportunities that they can make available to us as members so that we can either buy them as an independent rental operator, or if we're lead investors or we're aspiring lead investors, we can look at those properties from the lens of somebody that will go out and syndicate the deal. In other words, put the deal together, do everything that's necessary, and then make opportunities for other Lifestyles Unlimited members that are in the Preferred Investor Group to invest in those properties. It's really sweet. Now, I had the opportunity on Friday to attend the acquisition road trip. And the reason we did it, and when I say we, it's not me and the mouse in my pocket, it's my son and myself. My son is also a member of the Preferred Investor Group. And at the ripe age of 22 years of age, he has graduated college and he is launching his real estate career. And one of the things that he is planning to do is to become a lead investor. I mean, he's already gone through the training. He's already certified as a lead investor. So now he has to do some more educational components, basically working with his mentor, working with other lead investors to refine and hone the business skills necessary to be a very successful lead investor. So one of the things that we did was we attended the acquisition road trip. It was all virtual. Everything was presented to us through the internet. And you know what? It worked out just fine. We got the information that we needed to receive. We were afforded the opportunity to review six different multifamily properties. And they were ranging in size anywhere from kind of smaller units. I think the smallest one we looked at was a 12 unit that was made available up into the, I think the biggest one was 35 or maybe 40. I'm not quite sure what the upper end number was, but of the six that we took a look at, there were two that really caught our eye because we saw some potential in the financials. So what we did was we contacted the Lifestyles Unlimited realtor. She sent us all the information on those properties, and we sat down with our stubby pencil and we did a review of the properties. And we did it primarily from the standpoint of education. We wanted to see what the properties could provide us if we were to approach them as lead investors. And more importantly, we sat down and did the math to determine what those properties could do if we did acquire them and we elected to syndicate those deals. I will tell you, it was a powerful learning experience. We learned a ton of things. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I didn't even realize we were going to break, but we're going to break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you a couple of tidbits that I took away from that opportunity, and then we'll get into the mailbag. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I promised you I was going to give you some tidbits from the multifamily acquisition road trip that my son and I attended last Friday. And I'll tell you what, we got some really good information. Now, a part of the road trip includes some of our vendors who take the time to be a part of the effort, and they give us the perspective of the market from their lens. And it's very valuable information. Now, we happen to have Old Capital on the program, on that particular event. And one of the things that they said, and we asked the question, is what are rates doing for multifamily properties? And here's the answer. I mean, they just flat out said this. Rates are doing extremely well. They are seeing fixed 3% rates from both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, for those of you that don't know what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are, those are the big quasi-government. They're kind of a public, private, I don't even know how to describe these things. They're these monstrous entities that essentially control a big chunk of the mortgage money that is out there for single family investments, for multifamily investments, for your principal residence, if you happen to be using a FHA loan or a VA loan, those types of things. And they're seeing 3%.
And I'll tell you what, I heard that news and I thought, holy smokes, that is really cool. And let me tell you why it's really cool. Well, from a couple of perspectives. First of all, if you're looking to get involved in multifamily investments, you can buy money at a 3% interest rate. That is absolutely incredible. We haven't seen rates this low since, I don't know, I've been on the planet for 56 years. I haven't seen rates this low. So that gives you an idea. More importantly, from my perspective, one of the things that several of the multifamily investments that I'm involved with have been considering doing what they do call cash out refinances. So in other words, the lead investor goes out and they do the things that they need to do to increase the net operating income of the property. There's a multitude of things that you can do that have nothing to do with raising rent. As a matter of fact, in our two-day financial freedom seminar, we cover a list of about, I think it's 28 or 29 items that teach you how to increase income streams for the property that have nothing to do with raising the rent. And the key thing there is this. It's how multifamily is valued. Multifamily is defined as any property with five living units or more. Okay, and it's a little more technical than that, but essentially it's five units or more. And those properties are traded or valued as a business unit itself. So what am I getting at? Well, there's a little thing called the net operating income, which is simply this. You take all the income, you take all the expenses, you subtract all the expenses from the income, and that gives you your net operating income. And then you divide that number, it's an annualized number, and you divide that number by the prevailing cap rates for the type of asset you're dealing with, and that gives you a value. Now, two of the investments that I have made in multifamily, both of them were on the verge of doing a cash out refinance. So in other words, what they had done is they had improved the property, they had improved the operations, they had improved the tenant base, much better tenants in the property, I should say residents, because really that's what they are, they're residents. And as a result of doing that and controlling expenses and hopefully making those expenses go down a little bit, if you can, that affects your net operating income. Now, your net operating income drives the amount of cash flow that you receive out of the property, and it has an impact on a couple of things. But the most important thing is this. It impacts the value of the property so that you can offer that property at a predetermined rate based on your business structure, based on the income that that property is producing, the net operating income that is, and that's what the property is worth. That's what people are willing to pay for the property. That's the way it works in multifamily. Now, interest rates prior to COVID were a bit higher. So we were looking at refinance rates. I don't remember what they were, 3.75. Maybe they were in the fours. I'm not quite sure. But when we looked at the proposal from the lead investor, it was pretty clear to us that we would get a big chunk of our money back by restructuring the debt and pulling money out of the property, thereby reducing the amount of capital that we actually have invested in the property. And as a result of that, our returns go way up because we got a portion of our money back. Well, everything went on hold because of COVID. But I'll tell you what, the real estate market in the residential sector, I'm talking residential, I'm not talking about all that other commercial real estate out there, has been holding its own. Are there problems out there? Yeah, there's problems out there. But I'll tell you what, we're not experiencing those problems as Lifestyles Unlimited members because we've been properly educated on how to do the business of residential real estate. So when I heard a 3% rate, you know, my ears just perked up because I'll tell you what, we can refinance the property for a lesser cost, thereby increasing our returns. And I will tell you this, since the original time frame when the lead investor said, okay, we're going to pursue this, we're going to move through this process, it might take, you know, a month or 2 months to get it done, and then COVID put the brakes on everything. During that time, up until now, those lead investors have continued to increase the valuation of the property. The net operating income has gone up, which gives us more purchasing ability, so to speak, when it comes to the loan. So, you know, it's good news on the horizon, and we're looking to get that capital back because we're going to use that capital as seed capital for my son so that he can get involved in his first lead deal as a multifamily lead investor. And you might be thinking, well, Al, didn't you just say he was 22 years old? He doesn't have much experience doing that, does he? And I would answer you this. He has a ton of experience. He's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for 3 years. He went right to the preferred investor group. He has been investing in multifamily communities. And as a result of that, he has been learning the business model from the inside out. He has gone through the lead investor training. He is fully qualified, fully certified. And now now that he's done with college and he's moving on with his life, he is moving towards creating a business of real estate investing. And in that business model, he's going to give other Lifestyles Unlimited members opportunities to invest with him. I'll tell you, at the age of 22, he is kicking butt and he is taking names. And you know what? I kind of ran my mouth. I promise I will get to the mailbag when we come back from the break.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So if you would like to get a hold of me, all you need to do is send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. You can send me comments about the show. You can send me questions that, you know, you would like to get answers to. And I'll be frank with you. I don't have an assistant. I don't have anybody that screens my emails. I'm the guy that looks at the emails and I respond to those emails. And I'll tell you what, I got some pretty good emails in this week. Let me start with an email from Bob. Now, Bob is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's out in Reno, Nevada. And he says this. He says, Al, I thought you might be able to include in one of your next shows about financing to get started some simple instructions about using the VA 1-4 unit owner-occupied loans. He says, lots of these youngins coming home, maybe VA is a good starting point, especially if they use it on a 2-4 unit to live in one and rent out the others. He goes on to say this. He says, I'm 65, haven't worked a job in 10 years and been buying rental houses around Reno, Nevada. Currently have 8 so far. And then he says a couple other things. He says, but for somebody with no down, it might be a great loan. Maybe just a minute or two on your radio discussion about VA loans, yada, yada, yada. He says, he goes on to say this. He says, P.S., I got my 62-year-old girlfriend to sign up for the Financial Freedom membership. Told her it's the best path to retirement, especially since she won't take any of my advice. Maybe you folks can show her the light. I definitely want her to be independent from me. It's interesting. I had a little bit of a email dialogue going on with Bob. And, you know, one of the things I found out about Bob was that he is a veteran. He served in the Navy from 1972 to 1976. So basically he was in service during the Vietnam, what I'll call crisis, you know, and I just got to tell you, Bob, thank you for your service. I mean, for those of you that served during Vietnam, when you came home and you got spit upon by the citizenry, you did not deserve that. You went out and did what your country told you to do. And you know what? I've got nothing but the utmost respect for you. But let me get to the answers of the question. Bob, you're spot on. Members of the military or individuals who have separated from the military who have passed certain gates. In other words, they've served a certain amount of time depending on the component of the military they were in. And there's these different rules that the VA puts out there. But if you served and you served at least the minimum amount of time based on your category and the type of service you did, you could be eligible for what's called a VA entitlement. In other words, you get the opportunity to get a VA loan. Now, there's something called a certificate of eligibility out there that you have to apply for, and you have to apply directly to the VA to get that. Now, like everything with the government, be prepared for hurry up and wait. But I'll tell you what, it is worth your effort to do this because, as Bob was alluding to, there are some significant benefits to, you know, buying property with a VA. Now, you can't just go out and buy multifamily with the VA. They don't loan that way. As a matter of fact, one of the things the VA implicitly says is this: you can only use the loan for primary residences, period. That's it. In other words, you have to be an owner-occupant. So that, you know, you can go out, you could buy a home with a VA, a single-family home, and you could go live in that home, and then after a year or so, you can move out, which is permissible, and you could turn that property into a rental property. That is one approach. Another approach is what Bob was alluding to, is that you use your VA entitlement to go out and buy a duplex or a triplex or a fourplex. You see, those plexes, they qualify as single family. So it's the only instance out there where you can kind of technically buy multifamily and fall within the rule book. And here's the big difference between using your VA entitlement and maybe going with conventional financing. With your VA entitlement, you can purchase the property for no money down. Now, you still got to run the numbers. You got to make sure that everything makes total sense to you. Because if it doesn't make total sense, you don't buy the property. That's just the way it is, whether you can buy it no money down or not. Your goal is not to just buy a property. Your goal is to buy an investment property that is going to produce returns for you. And the common thought is this: with the residents occupying your other units and you occupying one of those units, the income that is produced by those residents paying you rent can offset your housing expenses and eventually, and maybe potentially, eliminate those housing expenses. You know, it's easier to do the math when you're considering a fourplex because you've got three properties or three housing units, as I should call them, that are paying rent, and that helps to offset the cost of that fourth unit which you're living in. It's a pretty cool thing. Now, on a side note, you can do the same thing using FHA. The difference is FHA is going to require you to put about 3.5% down. So you're going to have to come into the deal with money. Again, you've got to analyze the deal and make sure it makes sense for you. And after you live in that property for a year and a day, that's kind of the golden rule, you can move out of that occupied unit and you can put a resident in there. And now you've got all of your units paying you rental income. I've got a friend in Lifestyles Unlimited who is doing this technique. He bought a fourplex. He's a veteran. He bought a fourplex with no money down using his VA entitlement. He lived in that property for, I think it was about a year, year and a half. And in the meantime, he was saving up his money because his plan was he was going to buy another fourplex, which he did, and he used FHA funding. See, because he was planning to owner occupy one of the units, he was eligible for 3.5% down payment. So he bought that second property and he moved in. I think he told me he lived in that one for a little over a year. And what did he do? He went and did the same thing again. He currently has four fourplexes. He's still living in one of them. The other three are producing tremendous cash flows for him. Along the way, he's picked up a couple of single family houses and he got involved with multifamily. He was able to generate enough income streams and enough money through refinancing properties and doing the things that we teach our investors to do to generate capital, that he was able to go out and he bought a sixplex. So he actually bought legitimate multifamily. And when he bought legitimate multifamily, he put 20% down. Now, because he had to go with conventional financing. Now, there are some conventional loans out there that you can get where you can put less than 20% down. But I would caution you, if you put anything less than 20% down on those particular properties, the danger is this: you're going to pay something called PMI, or private mortgage insurance. And what that is, it's an amount that you agree to pay upfront, because you're essentially buying an insurance policy for the lender that will protect the lender should you default and they have to take the property back. So what they're essentially saying is, yeah, you can come in for a little bit less money, but you got to protect our interest. So we don't do that at Lifestyles Unlimited. We don't pay PMI because it impacts on your bottom line, and you really don't need to do things that way. So there you go. Oh, by the way, my friend that's doing the fourplex and now he's got some multifamily, last I talked to him, he's making $60,000 a year in passive income. He's absolutely retired himself and he loves it. We'll be back right after this.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Just a reminder, if you would like to get a hold of me, you can do so by sending me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And I'll be more than happy to get back to you. It might take me a day or two, just depending on, you know, how much email traffic I get. And you got to remember, I'm living a retired lifestyle. So I've got to take my naps and things like that. Now, I did have a follow-on question from Bob, and he says, he says, in particular, can I use a VA loan to refi my personal residence and pull out an extra $100,000 of cash into my pocket, given the fact that I've got a lot of equity in my current home? And I can use that for down payment on rental property. The short answer is this: yes. As a matter of fact, Bob, there have been some significant changes in the VA lending structure. And one of those significant changes is in the form of what we call a VA cash out refinance. Now, you can refinance your property if you're a veteran and you have a certificate of eligibility, and even if you have that certificate of eligibility currently in play on your principal residence, if you do a what's called a VA streamlined refinance, which basically just allows you to restructure your loan at a lower interest rate, it doesn't give you any cash out, you can do that, or you can go with the VA cash out option. And I'll tell you what, the VA cash out option now has a lot of new features. It will allow you to receive up to 100% of your equity as cash back at closing. But keep in mind, there are some lenders out there that will only go 90%. So if you're talking with a lender that only wants to go 90% and you want to go to 100%, go with another lender. It's that simple. You know, Bob, just go to the vendor list. We have tons of highly qualified lenders that are there that will help you with this process. The other thing that you can do with the VA cash out refinance is this. You can refinance a non-VA loan into a VA loan. So for instance, you know, Bob, maybe you went out and got a conventional loan on your principal residence. Maybe you just didn't want to deal with the headache of dealing with the government. Trust me, man, I get that. But now, you know, you have the opportunity to pull out all of the equity in your home if that's what you want to do. So you can use that VA entitlement loan to replace that conventional financing. The other thing that you can do that this loan will allow you to do is if you're paying some type of mortgage insurance premium, maybe if you bought your home using FHA or you've got a conventional loan where you're paying private mortgage insurance, basically they're the same thing. They just label them differently. With the VA loan, you don't pay those insurances. They go away. The federal government is essentially guaranteeing you. And under the new 2020 rules for VA loans, based on the research that I did, the VA homeowner can use the cash out refinance to tap all of the home equity. I said that already. No matter how large. I didn't say that. The cash back can be used to pay off debt. You maybe you want to go buy toys with it, you know, buy a car or something. I don't know. You know, maybe you want to pay for home improvements. Maybe you want to get the house fixed up and, you know, maybe it's time to sell. Or here's the key thing, according to the VA, any other purpose. That's right. Any other purpose. So to give you an example, as an eligible veteran or homeowner, I should say, you might have a home that's worth, let's say, I don't know, $400,000. Just keep the math simple for my brain. And let's say your existing loan is $200,000. You mentioned you had a lot of equity, Bob, so I'm just going to guess you probably got 50% equity in that house you're living in. You can open a VA cash out loan for up to $400,000 and receive the difference, that $200,000 at closing, less the closing costs. There are closing costs associated with doing this type of loan. You know, it's an excellent tool which we as veterans get the opportunity to use because we could tap into equity in our principal residences and use that equity to buy more investment real estate. It is a technique. It is something that you can do. So absolutely great question, Bob. Let's see how much time I've got because I've got another question. Well, actually, it's not really a question. It's more of a commentary that came in from Daniel. And I'll tell you what, this guy makes a lot of sense. I've had the opportunity to get some information from Daniel. He shares things with me. And you know what? I find that this guy's in the gets it club. And here's what he sent me. He said, over the weekend, I read an article about how many Americans are starting to day trade in the stock market. Day trading was a craze back in the late 90s, I remember that, where amateur investors, that was me, would buy a stock and try and sell it in a few minutes or hours for a small profit. They all had to be back in cash at the end of the day. Inevitably, day traders all lose because the stock market is not meant to be a gambling engine. It's a way for companies to raise money. Man, spot on, Daniel. If you gain 1% one day and lose 1% the next day and repeat the process enough times, you eventually go broke. Or if you can, say, get 10 1% gains in a row followed by 10 1% losses in a row, yeah, same thing happens. You go broke. If you lose 50% on a trade, you have to make a 100% gain to make up the loss. It's just the way the math works. Man, again, spot on, Daniel. It looks like a younger group of people who don't remember how the NASDAQ stock market crashed in the early 2000s are now doing the same thing. According to an article he said I read, in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, he says, you can open up a brokerage account and trade for free now. Back in the day, I had a Scottrade account. I think they don't even exist anymore, I don't think. And I think it was $5 per trade or whatever, and that's kind of how they made their money. I'm trying to figure out how they make their money now. There must be something on the other end that allows them to do this. So he says, maybe you could do a show on this and try and persuade these people that gambling in the stock market is not investing. Investing in real estate using tried and true substitute methods like what is taught by Lifestyles Unlimited is what will lead people to financial freedom and early retirement. I do not know one rich day trader. I know several who have lost their shirts. Well, Daniel, you just did the radio show for me. You summed it all up. You made it implicitly clear that day trading can be very dangerous. It can be very, very dangerous. I saw another article that I read. Let's see if I can find this thing here. I won't read you the whole article. It's basically something that a gentleman wrote, and it's entitled Why I Stopped Day Trading. And as I dug through the article, I came up to this particular fact that he made. He said, the fact of the matter is that the majority of retail traders lose money. Brokers have to declare this as a disclaimer now. Most claim around 80% lose. 80%. So one out of five of you that steps into that day trading realm has the potential to make money. That means four out of five of you are going to lose money. That means you're going to put money into the market that you will not get back out. And where does that money go? Well, it goes to that one out of five that actually makes money. That's how the market works. You know, it's just moves money from one pot to another. Now, I will tell you, Del Walmsley, our founder, lost his shirt back in 87. I lost a ton of money in 2000. I lost even more money in 2008. I was done. I'm so done with the stock market. I am so glad that I am invested correctly in real estate. And when I say the word correctly, I mean correctly, because I had been investing in real estate all along, but I had been doing it incorrectly. It took coming to Lifestyles Unlimited and becoming a member and going through our educational program, our financial freedom program, that taught me all the things that I was absolutely doing wrong. And I was able to turn my real estate investments around so that they weren't losing me money every month. They're actually making me money every month. It is day and night, absolutely day and night. It also taught me how to invest in multifamily assets so that little things like, you know, a 3% interest rate for multifamily properties is on the horizon and is helping to position myself and my son to get to our next level of real estate investing. I tell you, I'm super pumped up and I'm super excited about it. And Daniel, I've got to thank you for all the emails you send me, because you always seem to nail it. You always seem to get it right. And you know what? I'm going to do one thing for you, Daniel. I'm going to get your name right, because at one time I was emailing him and I used the name Jason, and Jason happens to be one of my producers for the show. And I totally screwed that up, but I'm glad we've got that all fixed up. I'm glad we're having fun with it. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.